With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The 151st running of the Kentucky Derby now in the history books. Sovereignty is your winner. Journalism placed by Asa Schoed. More good news for the Trump team. American employers have added a better than expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. And the Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained at a low 4.2%. A new poll finds Americans seem to really like Attorney General Pam Bondi. Here's correspondent Ken Lormond.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Bondi favorably, 26% holding a very favorable impression, 38% view Bondi unfavorably, 24% aren't sure. And according to the survey, 3 months into her tenure as America's top law enforcement official, Bondi has made a more favorable impression on voters than her predecessor. Ken Lormond, Washington.
Arizona GOP Congressman Andy Biggs calls President Trump's first 100 days in office a multifaceted attempt to restore constitutional republicanism.
When I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about what the founders intended. They intended a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
Congressman Biggs spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Trump administration calling on the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Social media becoming quite a problem these days for adolescents.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kennedy Center in Washington canceling events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. That move comes amid a shift in policies and priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. The president has vowed to roll back all federal promotion of the LGBT agenda that was established by Joe Biden. This is SRN News. Visa hoping to land your credit card to an official intelligent agent.
This agent could find and buy clothes, groceries, airplane tickets, and other items on your behalf. Set a budget and some preferences, and the AI assistant can make the purchases. Visa announced its new AI credit card plan this week after months of working behind the scenes with leading AI chatbot developers such as Anthropic, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Pilot projects have begun, but it could take some time before average credit card users can ask an AI assistant to order their weekly grocery list. John Scott reporting.
ExxonMobil's profit declining in the first quarter, partly by weaker crude prices. Its earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street's expectations, though, but revenue missed estimates. The company earned $7.71 billion, or $1.76 per share. More details at srnnews.com.